It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Ramon Foster Show, a special edition of the Ramon Foster Show to talk about the TJ Watt contract. This is brought to you, as always, by the Get-Go Cafe and Market, where they're open 24/7, eager for your business, serving hot, fresh food. Ramon, TJ got paid.
I know. You know how I know?
How do you know?
People are hitting me up on Twitter like, are you going to make the memes? You going to make the money bag memes?
They don't even know. You remember when Cam got paid?
Yeah.
Okay. And what people have to understand here, this is how this works. This is in Latrobe. I'm going to share this story with them. At Chuck Knoll Field.
Go ahead.
The Steelers are out on the grass. They're stretching. Okay. Now and there's one guy, number 73, who's standing walking through the pile of a guy stretching, and he's yelling out, who got paid? Cam got paid. And everyone on the field is laughing except for one person. And he's the only other one standing, and that would be the head coach.
Although
he found it funny, too.
He does, man. That's because guys are genuinely, like, truly happy for guys to get that payday, man. And Cam, as much as he want to act like it's a normal day, be just a regular Joe. No, that's an exciting thing, man. You got to be excited about it. It's almost like the elephant in the room is out the way now. Like, okay, we know it. You know it.
Well, that's the part that's kind of cool about that. And I remember thinking that in Latrobe when you were doing that. I thought, oh, man, you're really putting him on the spot. But on the other hand, everyone's already talking about it. You're in the group setting. Okay, let's not pretend that it's a bad thing. Your defensive captain just got signed pretty much for life. You know, it's good.
You have. It's generational change in money, man, and it's beautiful to celebrate that. Guys are happy for you. The crowd was happy for you. I think we clapped it up and everything. And Cam, of course, we went at it in practice that day because why? That's what we do.
You mean head to head? You actually did,
literally head to head. Yeah, for sure, man.
TJ's extension puts him at an additional 4 years at $112 million, 80 of it guaranteed. And Ramon, you know, as being a former NFL PA rep, that last number is the one that really leaps out, isn't it?
That's the one that matters right there. Hearing his guarantees, man. Well, I'll say this for the rest of the league. That number matters, and you know where I'm going with this. TJ getting the 80, number one, just puts himself in a position that says, I'm the guy that's able to get this type of deal done. And what I mean by this, not a whole lot of guys coming through except for Ben has gotten that type of treatment. But the thing is, when I say that type of treatment, meaning that type of money guaranteed, be it one way or other, whether you agree with it or not, Pittsburgh hasn't had a history of getting that much money, giving that much money guaranteed out front. What they have done, though, has done this. They've made you valuable by restructuring your contract, adding money up front, and therefore, like, making your cap number so high that they can't afford to cut you. Most of the guys I know that's been signed in Pittsburgh, now you correct me if I'm wrong, guys I know that's gotten deals, Lamar Woolley, Marquise Pouncey, David DeCastro, Alejandro, Cortez Allen, Ben, all the guys that's come through that system in Pittsburgh has gotten, I feel like, 80% of their deal or more. And you know that's a rarity. So for Pittsburgh to be having a history of giving out lower signing bonuses, you pretty much are going to make more on a Pittsburgh deal most of the time than you do anywhere else.
Yeah, that's one of the keys here. Another guy that jumps out at me is Troy. Because Troy, you know, Troy could have been this guy.
He could have.
With, yep. With his ridiculous value to any team that he would have played on the planet. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there has to be something of a trust. And you know way better than I do that the Steelers operate on that on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
Where there's an understanding where I could see Art Rooney, Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin being on one side of the table and saying, listen, TJ, do you really think we're going to cut you, man?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, did we cut Troy before his contract was up? Did we cut – you know what I mean?
Yeah, Marquise retired. I had 1 year left. Marquise had 1 year left. Al got all of his. Dave may have 1 year left on his. These are just guys I know. For like Marcus Gilbert had 1 year left. Like, that doesn't happen on teams. They cut you way before – you know that deal is up. No, or Hines
Ward is another. There's a lot of examples like this, but you also have to adjust to the times. And when you're saying in a conversation with TJ and his representation, we consider you to be the best defensive player in the world.
Yeah.
You know, with all due respect to Aaron Donald. We're ready to make you the highest paid defensive player in the world. Really, Ramon, it just comes down to kind of semantics here, because the other thing that ends up coming into this equation, and I don't know that a lot of people in the public follow NFL finances closely enough to appreciate this, but, you know, the Steelers had TJ's rights for the next 3 years anyway.
Yeah.
Existing contract for the coming season. Plus two more years, they could have franchise tagged him. So they didn't have to do this at all.
So what works in TJ's favor in this position right here, too, like you said, following the finances of the NFL, is this. TJ and his camp, and we know him to be a smart guy. We know his brother JJ to have been in this business, future Hall of Famer, all of that. TJ knows, like everybody else in this league knows, with the TV contracts being what they are moving forward, he know that they can afford to give that. He know that, look, you're going to give me this because I know you have that coming in. And because of that, I ain't going to say this is pennies compared to what the league is about to make, but it's pennies, Kev, Omar, Mr. Rooney. I know, like, you can play the games, but we saw the reports on what you guys are about to bring in. TJ has that working for him. So because of that, and I'll say this just across the spectrum, TJ's just the start of this happening, which is a good thing. But what I'll say is this. We're going to see contracts happen and guaranteed money come out because the league has grown so much so fast in dollars and cents that I don't know who I was talking to earlier. I was like, look, when I came in the league, the rookie minimum was $385, $405. Mm-hmm. Now it's $660, I think. That's the floor. They're working to a point to try to give rookie entries $1 million salary. So we got to readjust our thinking on what guys should and shouldn't get and what teams should pay out. Pittsburgh finally jumped ahead of the curve and said, okay, well, you got us, TJ. One, you're one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world, depending on which Sunday and how you perform. And from there, here's your Brinks truck.
Yeah. And then where it gets, I don't want to jump the gun here to the next big deal, but, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick's going to end up getting paid.
But that's the same thing. Minkah and his camp is going to know. Kev, y'all got a bag back there in the back. I know that all these networks are paying you. You said you lost this much, and now you got fans back. Give me my bag, too. You know what I'm saying?
The bag marked CBS, the bag marked NBC. There's multiple
Disney
bags.
All the bags are coming in, DK.
And at the same time, I can't stress this enough. If the Steelers wanted to be hard asses about this, they could have just said, hey, man, season starts Sunday. Are you going to be there or not? In Orchard Park, okay?
Yeah.
If not, you're the one who's out $10 million, okay?
Yeah.
And we can just stamp you for next year, and we can stamp you the year after that. And, oh, hey, by the way, all those bags in the back, we're giving them all to 39.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they found a way without going berserk, without going with one of these like 8-9 year whatever, where you know the player isn't gonna get it.
Yeah.
Like to what you were saying, I like this particular term from the team standpoint too. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it works out for them also, and it gives TJ Security gives him everything that he's looking for. Like you said, what is it, 4 or 5 years max on the end of it? Mm-hmm. Like, Pittsburgh doesn't hand out that to nobody except for seven I've seen. And for TJ to get that, that breaks down that wall for Minka. That breaks down that wall for – I'm not saying, like you said, they're going to go crazy as far as money and spending, but, like, free agency for guys. Like, we might see something different, and TJ's done it. He might just close that box and say, hey, no, you're not him. Until you prove to us that you're TJ Watt, then you don't get this treatment. I think Minka's in that conversation piece, though, to be had. Like, Minka may be the highest paid safety at some point.
Well, he's kind of earned that too, right?
Yes, he has.
The last question that I have for you on this special edition of the Ramon Foster Show is this. You saw that, since you've referenced him many times already in this episode, Ben Roethlisberger stand in front of all of us and say, hey, you know, this is why I took a pay cut to make sure that guys like this could get paid. I would give TJ, quote, whatever he wants in his extension, end quote. How much does that mean in the room, or is it seen as kind of like he's saying what he has to say? You tell me. You know this.
I think when you know the importance of somebody, and we've seen Ben do this also with AB. He did the same thing with him. When you're that guy, DK, that damn good, everybody in the room knows, like, you deserve that. So Ben saying that, yes, it's obvious, but it's one of those points where it's like, just get it done. Like, y'all know y'all have the numbers in mind. Shift the signing bonus and guarantee, and you know what the bulk of this deal is going to be. It was good for Ben to come out and say that. I've seen him do it for AB. Heck, he vouched for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, get my own back here.
He actually went to bat for you. You're underplaying this. He went to bat for you big time.
Yeah.
He really did. Not everybody knows that, but I know it from behind the scenes that he went to bat for you. He went to bat for a couple of those guys on the offensive line to make sure that his guys who were protecting him, he was protecting them.
Yeah, 100%, man. So I saw the backlash, but it was unwarranted, really.
No, it was unwarranted. It was wholly unwarranted. We got more years out of 73 on the field. TJ Watt with a 4-year, $112 million extension. This has been a special bulletin edition of the Ramon Foster Show. Tune in on Friday for the full Ramon.